Water.
Congratulations, you might be on the verge of winning the whole office pool. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this great nation and beyond our borders here on America Tonight. So it comes down to this, Michigan and Louisville. How many people had those two teams making it all the way, vying for the national title? It's done. The dance is done. The brackets are ripped up, shredded, and only a handful of people probably remain. Some might be waiting on points, you know, but ultimately a lot of people were watching these basketball games. And Wichita State, I shout out, a big shout out to all of those fans, because let me tell you, they played a great game against Louisville. I thought they almost were going to pull it out at the end. You could argue about a call or two, but they weren't able to get it done. Played some incredible hoop, though, and I think gained a lot of respect from a lot of people in not just the college world, but beyond, because so many eyes are always on those last games, the, you know, the Final 16, the Elite Eight, the Final Four, and now down to just two. So we're going to talk about that here on America Tonight. That's not the only thing that we're going to talk about. Of course, North Korea. Really a threat? Or, nah, just a whole bunch of bluster. It's funny, I did a little poll among my own friends, and it's kind of split. I have some friends, not dummies, smart people actually, who think that Kim Jong-un should be really taken seriously, and they don't understand that some people feel so cavalier about it, like his missiles are teeny-weeny, and they can't hit us, so what's all the fuss about? Because ultimately, he'll go away. And then there are others who feel like, man, we are knocking on the door of one big possible blow-up. We really could be looking at getting fried. I'm like, really? You think we're going to have a nuclear war? Think it's going to come down to that? Really, who has the power is what I want to know. And if you look at it on paper, and if you look at it by my missiles are bigger than yours, and my force is a lot bigger than yours, you'd have to say that the United States and the United States allies could crush North Korea. To me, it's China that's in the mix. China is warning, is concerned about all the rhetoric from North Korea. So that says to me, with China saying that on Sunday, that they're kind of criticizing their longtime ally. Its longtime ally, rather, is now a little bit on the outs with China. Even the foreign minister had a, you know, issued a statement and said they were seriously concerned about the continuously escalating tensions. So the comments from China, pretty big, actually, because we keep hearing these threats over and over and over again by North Korea against the United States and South Korea, including the possibility of nuclear attacks. So really, to me, China was the piece on the chessboard that you had to have taken out. So if China is not propping up Pyongyang, then I would say North Korea better just go right back into the background where they're supposed to be. And Kim Jong-un needs to cut it out. So far, North Korea is still going forward with all the things that they said they were going to do, the opening up again a reactor, looking at nukes. So not backing down yet at this point, but could happen because China really holds the key to unlocking this whole thing, really does. And so far, China has been miserable. They haven't done anything. They've been more than disappointing on a whole bunch of fronts. but especially when it comes to North Korea. So my friends are split. Where are you on this one? Are you really worried about duck and cover? I'd say don't worry about duck and cover, but I think North Korea, there has to be some concern there. I'm going to throw out the digits because, as always, you can be a part of this show. I don't dance alone. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. I know a lot of people are working, so you like to shoot me an email when you're in the hallway, pretending you're on a bathroom break. You can do that, americatonight.net, americatonight.net. Also, coming up around the bend here on the show, we're going to talk about the shocking, very sad death of California's mega church, the pastor, Rick Warren, his son, committing suicide. A lot of conversation about that, I think, because Rick Warren is so loved. You know, the purpose-driven life, his book was popular, even among people who aren't necessarily what you would call Christians. A lot of people just liked his book and feel really awful about his youngest son. And it shows you how mental illness and depression are so prevalent, no matter what the economic circumstance of the person or what they could afford to do, because certainly the pastor had many, many connections, and his son tried all kinds of things, and it's incredibly shocking to a lot of people. 27-year-old Matthew Warren, and they released a statement. He died Friday night. He was in his home, and the statement they released was that he was an incredibly kind, gentle, and compassionate young guy, and that really no words could express the anguish, the grief that they feel. And they I think in the statement did some people some good, maybe, because they said he struggled from the time he was born with mental illness, that there were dark holes of depression and even suicidal thoughts. And the pastor, who was very close to the people in his church, read the letter to the congregation and said, you know, best doctors, meds, counselors, prayers, healing, all that, the torture of mental illness just never, ever, ever subsided for him. And I think that Pastor Warren, by doing that, does a whole lot of good for a whole lot of people who are struggling. But what a very sad thing. If you remember, he gave the inauguration invocation for President Obama back in 2009, and this church has just grown by leaps and bounds. And I think part of it is because of what I mentioned, his book, The Purpose-Driven Life. So many people picked it up and read it, sold like 30 million copies, but his family really, really struggling. And it's just very sad. I mean, with the freedom of the money that he had, but he couldn't do anything. It just shows you depression. He couldn't do anything to help his son. He did everything he could, and nothing was working, just absolutely nothing. Mental illness is truly a devil to wrestle with, and it was obviously in his case. So we're going to talk about that coming up next on America Tonight, about what it's like to deal with the torment of that, and then ultimately the reaction to it from so many people far and wide. So stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to americatonightteam.com. That's americatonightteam.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
The coming financial collapse is real. The subsequent social unrest will happen. Even if you made it out of suburbia alive, where would you take your family? Act now to secure your survival retreat in the American Redoubt with the experts at SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. The American Redoubt is the designated safe haven for all liberty-minded patriots relocating to Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. Get eyes, ears, and boots on the ground. Get professional, confidential, discreet advice. Get SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. Call 208-627-2855. Save time, money, and stress while you secure your ultimate survival retreat property now, before it's too late. Water, energy, food, defense. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com.
Family. We're walking through this together.
Boy, you really feel for Pastor Rick Warren and, again, his 27-year-old son, Matthew Warren, committing suicide over the weekend. And as Rick Warren is, he's a person who just reaches out and tells people exactly what's happening, and he wanted to share that with certainly his congregation and others as well. And it's just been an outpouring of people trying to reach out and trying to help. In the wings, very pleased to welcome to the show Dennis Mansfield, who spent really most of his career as a leader and spokesperson in the Christian, evangelical, and pro-family movement. He's got a new book out called Beautiful Nate. And Dennis can relate, I think, a little bit to Pastor Warren's situation. Sadly, Nate was Dennis's son who died as a drug addict at the young age of just 27 years old as well. Dennis, thanks for coming on America Tonight. We appreciate it.
Kate, thank you very much. It's an honor to be with you tonight.
You know, it's just got to be an unbelievable thing. There's no words to really, I think, describe what that must feel like. But for you, the battle that you went through, I'm certain, trying to help your son get over his addiction. You can see that Pastor Warren, he had the same problem. He's trying to help his son with mental illness and couldn't crack the code. What was the feeling like for you? It had to be, I would assume, a feeling of helplessness.
Well, Kate, you know, my heart breaks for Rick and Kay Warren and for the loss of Matthew. My bride Susan and I have been married 35 years. Our son Nate passed away 4 years ago this past month when he was 27, Matthew's age as well. And I can tell you that for a decade of our professional career in the 90s, we worked alongside James Dobson, Gary Bauer, folks on the Family Research Council. I had the honor of being the representative that worked in association with Focus on the Family, doing what Gary did in Washington, D.C., and the state capital here in Idaho, Boise. My wife and I moved up 22 years ago, brought Nate and our daughter Meg, and left a business career down there in order to come up and stands for pro-family values. Little did we know that in the period that came, our son would end up being involved in drugs in Idaho, not in Southern California where we lived, to be involved in not just drugs, but opiates, and then ultimately not just opiates, but heroin. Mm. And so it was unbelievable, and the drama of it had a trauma to it that broke our hearts, that could easily have broken our faith, and ultimately did break our son's life.
I'm so sorry for your loss. How did you, and then you have, as you just described, something you were so excited about and passionate about while this other thing is going on. So you're trying to, I'm sure, balance your the spot that you had as what we would call a role model for other people with the then living with the problems you were having in your own family with Nate at home. How hard was that?
Well, you know, Keith, that's a very good question. I think all who are involved in ministry, Christian ministry or any of the other faith ministries, but by the very act of having entered into that, are saying, here, follow me. I believe strongly enough in the Holy Scriptures that the application of that in my life means I'm setting aside this portion of my life, a very lucrative portion of my life in my 30s and 40s, to in a sense, live poverty, to exist in poverty, to be caring about the things that are spiritual rather than the things that are temporal, so that the things temporal of other people's lives could be enhanced, could be benefited, could be a blessing to them. And then ultimately to, for Susan and I, to finish our time period of 10 years, that's what we had dedicated ourselves to be involved in the ministry. And at the end of that decade, I made the decision with an open seat in Congress that I would run for that. Yes, we had difficulties with Nate. Yes, he was our firstborn child. But I can tell you with complete certainty that I had no idea of any deep level of drug involvement until 5 days before a race for U.S. Congress, that there was a media story broken about the fact that my son had been arrested when he was not living with us. He was 18 and older and out on his own. And when that story broke, it submarined any chances of really moving past the primary. And in Idaho, being a Republican in the primary is tantamount to being elected in the general. And so 5 days off from the election, two things happened. One was terrible, which was that we found out about our son's involvement in the drug culture. But the other, of course, was secondary and less important. That was that I lost the seat in U.S. Congress. Mm. I felt like I'd been T-boned in the intersection of my life in my mid-40s at that point, seeing my son at 18 in a completely different light and saying to myself, what in the world went wrong? What? I was the guy with all the answers, okay?
Yeah.
I was the one who helped launch Promise Keepers. Mm. I was the one who represented, and yet the reality was my son had chosen in his life to involve himself in drugs, and the consumption of drugs and ultimately the taking of those meant that they would take him. And they did. The opiates got a hold of him, and ultimately, as anybody who's got a son, a daughter, a friend, or a loved one, they know that Oxycontin and Oxycodone, when they can't buy, when the addicts cannot buy them on the market, they reach down to heroin and begin using that.
Wow. Wow. And did this make you question your own faith and values when you were going through that process of feeling like you were T-boned?
Well, you know, there's a great film that a lot of Christians sort of poo-poo, but it's called The Gods Must Be Crazy. I have an interest in the film company, and I love film. And I think that in a real way, Jesus spoke in parables because we all see things as motion pictures in our brain. And I think for a part of me, I kind of was like, it's not that God must be crazy, but this is a crazy way to try and work out someone's faith and their dignity and their honor. What's happening here, God? Are you slumbering? Are you sleeping? And in reality, the God who never slumbers and never sleeps was so gracious to us because he allowed us to ask the very difficult questions, questions that I believe Kay and Rick Warren, if they're honest with themselves and honest with their congregants, are asking themselves today. Where was God when Matthew began the process early on that led to his demise by his own hand just yesterday?
Mm. We only have a minute or so left. Do you know the Warrens at all? Have you rubbed elbows with them in all your dealings?
You know, Kate, we don't know them. They're a leader of ladies' ministry. Odd enough, happened to go to high school with me, and she was one of the very first people that read Beautiful Nate. Mm. She said, man, I'd love to have the Saddleback family hear about this book. And consequently has been very helpful in getting people to read it. Little did we know, and her name is Bonnie. Bonnie and I corresponded even today by her asking if I would send a book to them so that Rick and his wife Kay would have an opportunity to read Beautiful Nate and be encouraged. And it is a book of hope. It's not just a story about the death of our son. It's the story of the death of all of our dreams and how we can have hope to get through it. Because though Jesus died on the cross, he rose in the grave. And that's the hope that we walk in. That's the hope that we live with. The book is Beautiful Nate, and we called it that because regardless of the drugs and regardless of the bad times, he was God's beautiful son, and then he was my beautiful son.
Yeah, so well put. Dennis Mansfield, pick up the book, Beautiful Nate. You can get it at Amazon and wherever books are sold. Dennis, thanks for coming on. We appreciate it.
Okay, thank you. It's an honor to be with you, and I look forward to the next time I'm chatting with you.
Thank you. I do, too. Thank you. Wow, what a story. Talking about Nate and the struggles there, and, of course, as we were talking about Rick Warren, the pastor, and his son, Matthew, and how tough that must have been to get that phone call and get that news. So many people who have dealt with it in the past and still struggling with what to do and what happened and whatnot. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-2283 if you want to weigh in.
Guys, you've heard about Ageless Male, the natural supplement that helps boost testosterone levels within normal healthy ranges. But now, the best testosterone product is even better. New and improved Ageless Male can help you feel more like you used to in your active life and in your romantic life. Because our upgraded formula has been clinically shown to increase your drive, desire, and performance. That's right, guys. Ageless Male has been clinically shown to boost performance. Cancel your plans this weekend, you're staying in. If you're ready to recapture the drive from your youth, now is the time to try Ageless Male because it's available risk-free. But you must call now. Just call 1-800-501-0876. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-501-0876. That's 1-800-501-0876. 1-800-501-0876.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
Hope you had a great weekend, rough weekend for Pastor Rick Warren. We were just talking about that. What a wave of despair his son Matthew must have felt after the things that they had dealt with in that family for a very long, long, long time, with all kinds of great therapy and the most cutting-edge thing that they could possibly come up with, but nothing seemed to work. The dark side just couldn't go away, or so it seems. And now they're living that nightmare that so many others have. And you just heard Dennis talking about, I mean, here he has such really incredible faith, and even starting the Promise Keepers, as he mentioned, and whatnot. And then his family living through that kind of a tragedy. And as everybody knows, you know, life has those curves, ups and downs, but there's something about the loss of a child, and particularly in that sort of way, it just has to have a real clamp on you when something like that, when you have a child that takes their own life. It must be very, very difficult to unravel yourself from that. And I assume that you have to, I don't know, go deep, have lots of faith, and hopefully a lot of really super good friends to be there for you when you take those bounces, which obviously the Warrens know so many people, as he's helped so many people, and so has she as well. So that weekend sermon was called Surviving Tough Times, and it was planned before his son killed himself with a gun on Friday. So now this suicide coinciding in a very strange way with what he had planned to talk about. It was one of those, like I was mentioning, the lifetime kind of struggle with mental illness. And so many people really, really enjoyed his kid, Matthew. Lots of people had kind things to say about him. And unfortunately, found dead, self-inflicted gunshot wound at his home in California, Mission Viejo. Friday afternoon is when it happened. And they think it happened in the morning. And, you know, they have to go through all the rigmarole of that, the autopsy and obviously whatnot from there. And it just goes to show you it's not everybody, when we're trying to talk about mental illness, not everybody who is mentally ill are stamped as some of the people that we've talked about in previous shows, people who are out with the like the Adam Lanzas and whatnot. There's bipolar disorder. There's personal things that people wrestle with and that kind of stuff. That's why I said it was so tough and so dangerous to try to figure out how do you see the red flags in somebody? How do you know and how do you treat certain things? So, you know, this is that idea of rubber stamping mental illness. It's not people with the mental illnesses and all the struggles don't necessarily go on these crazy shooting rampages or kill people. Most are living lives. They're going to work every day and you don't know what they're battling. And then in this case, in the case of his son, with every advantage, it didn't matter. It was just something that he was wrestling with that they could not get beyond that. Could not get beyond that. And, oh, man, that is a very, very, very tough, tough, tough thing. All right, as I said at the top, we were going to talk about some other things as well. Many of you did sound off about the pastor's son. I just wanted to read one note that I got here from Jake in Austin. He is a frequent emailer and a listener of America Tonight. And Jake says, Kate, there are no words when you lose a son to suicide. My best friend suffered the same fate. He still is having a tough time. It happened 2 years ago, dealing with the loss of his own son, asking all the questions about what he did. Could he have done more? Could he have stopped it? The answer is no. And you just have to carry that on in your heart and push forward and try your best to move from a really awful, awful nightmare. As I have lived this with, as I mentioned, my very best friend, I can only imagine how tough it is for the Warrens. God bless them. Yes, indeed. Other things that are on the minds of so many people, I think this past weekend, I mentioned the Final Four. And the reason that became big, of course, some people, alums of the schools, but the idea of the brackets and filling out the pools, being in the pools and filling out the brackets, it just is what it is. How long have we done this? We even had somebody on talking about the productivity falling off in certain offices because people couldn't help themselves. The conversation was dominated by what happened in college hoop. And these are people that normally aren't even watching and couldn't really tell you much about the teams, but it's just that aspect of the I'm in the pool, I want to know who won, what happened, some of these games are early, we want to try to sneak and watch some of them, and that's what it, you know, ultimately that's what it becomes. It's funny because so many people are so anti-gambling, and yes, it's maybe a couple of dollars, but it is gambling, and everybody's doing it. From, you know, your Aunt Mary to your mother to your wife to whoever, because you try to get as many people in the pool as you can so that you fill out more brackets and have more chances to win. So maybe some of you are sitting there with the possibility of winning. We actually have our own Matt Johnson who's on the verge of potentially winning something for sure. But I know two other people in my life, it's crazy, that are also in that same position. They have two different teams and they were in really, really big pools where that thing happened year after year after year. It just got bigger and aunts and cousins and people they knew got involved, not just the people in the office. Speaking of getting involved, the FBI is investigating whether a former Rutgers basketball employee tried to extort the university before he made videos that showed Mike Rice, the ex-coach now, shoving and kicking players and actually nailing them with gay slurs, and that's Eric Murdoch. So Robert Morris University is expected to report in coming days what they learned in their own inquiry on the 3 years that Rice spent as the head coach there. The idea of this is they're interested in, as I said, Murdoch, who left his job as the program's player development director last year and then ended up giving the videotape to Rutgers, the officials, and ESPN. So now, it's crazy, now there is this other tweak to it that was Murdoch trying to get money for the tape. There was a letter from Murdoch's lawyer to a lawyer representing Rutgers requesting, check this out, $950,000 to settle employment issues, and it said if the university didn't agree by January 4th, Murdoch was prepared to file a lawsuit. And so now this is coming up as to whether or not, you know, no settlement was made. The videotape became public last week, and Murdoch on Friday filed a lawsuit against the university saying he was fired because he was a whistleblower trying to bring to light this stuff with Rice and how he was treating players. So now there's this other chain reaction to now this part of the story. Since Rice was fired, you had the resignations of the athletic director, Tim Pernetti, the university's top in-house legal counsel guy, an assistant basketball coach. And now some critics are really pushing for Robert Barchi to resign as well. And he's going to have a town hall meeting on Monday. Can you imagine that town hall meeting? Ooh, at the school's campus in Newark, he's going to face questions from people, let him fire questions of the students and the faculty and all that other stuff, because they're saying they don't have any confidence in him, and they were saying that before Rice's firing. And they have said his plan to reorganize the state's higher education system shortchanges the Rutgers campuses in Camden and Newark. So this story just gets more and more twisted. And it's interesting, my family, my mother went to Rutgers partly undergrad. My father graduated from Rutgers. My brother graduated from Rutgers Law School. And currently, my godson is the communications, athletic communications director for the Scarlet Knights. So my family touched by this whole thing in a sense. And it's sad to see this, to see how this is unraveled because of that videotape. And actually because of the way it was handled. Because if you look at what Rice was doing, why Pernetti didn't just fire him, then this whole thing would have been done. Hey, here's a videotape. Here's what he's doing. Boom. Bada bing. In Jersey, they do things like that, right? Look at the governor, for goodness sake. Why not take that swift action and say, sorry, guy, there is no anger management at the end of the rainbow for you. We can't afford this. We got to let you go. I'll tell you what, future coaches, anybody who's way over the line like that, they're going to be done. They're going to be toast, because what AD is going to risk their job if they see something that's just unbelievable? There's going to be no forgiving or letting someone be suspended. They're going to be cut right away. I mean, they're going to be gone. Boom. Just like that. We're gone for a few and then we're back. Hang with us.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
ATN with me, Kate Delaney, and again, I'll say really heavy hearts for the Warrens. I read the book, loved the book, and I don't know him personally. I had a chance one time to meet him just briefly, shake his hand. It seemed like a very warm person, you know, Pastor Warren, and his congregation just absolutely loves him, and he built a mega church really from scratch, if you want to call it that, back in 1980, and I'm sure nothing can really take the place of his son, but luckily he has a lot of people that certainly care about him. Coming up this week, we'll be talking about immigration and what's going to happen there. That bill to overhaul the immigration system is probably going to be done by the end of the week, and it's going to include that earned pathway to U.S. citizenship. Chuck Schumer, the longtime senator from New York, says what he really wants to see is not the votes being loaded all the way Democratic and some Republicans, but that there might be more bipartisan support, especially when it comes to the House. Maybe not. Trust me, that's what Chuck Schumer said. He said that what he wants to see is that the vote isn't lopsided. I'll tell you what, looking at immigration and looking at this, the whole idea of the overhaul, the first thing to me is border security. This is something that's been talked about forever. I mean, really, do we have border security across the way? I've been with the Border Patrol two different instances. It's been a while now, but I've seen what happens at the border. And it's, I'll tell you, it's crazy, the mad scramble to get over the Rio Grande. So now you got these eight members who are reviewing what they're putting together, and they have to agree to the specific bill. And that's what they're hoping, that it'll get done by the end of the week. But the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, the biggest U.S. business group, and the AFL-CIO, the largest labor federation, reached kind of an agreement on a guest worker program late. I'll say they reached it late last month, which cleared the way for this full bill and this earned pathway to citizenship for the people who are in the country already, the undocumented immigrants, if you want to call them that, that the more border security, ways for businesses to meet the need for high skill and low skill workers. And Republican Senator John McCain, who's right there with Schumer, usually they're not in agreement on very much, say that a bill would be definitely ready and that the legislation would meet all these needs for labor, for business, the whole guest worker program thing. So you'll have the Senate and House bills. Will they pass? They have to be reconciled, as you know. You come from one chamber to the other chamber, then they reconcile them before a final version is voted on. And then they shoot that up to the 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, the president, who I'm certain would sign it into law. It's the Gang of Eight. And they had initially hoped by the end of March they would have this, but it's looking more and more like there's a possibility that this will actually get done. So we'll see. We'll see what happens by the tail end of this week if they've got it together and they have something that's actually going to work. The other thing I talked about briefly at the beginning is how worried are you about North Korea and the chances of an attack? You've got to love this with Chuck Hagel. He knows he's already been grilled on the Hill for that Secretary of State position, and he's saying, or Secretary of Defense, rather, and he's saying he's not taking any chances this time, and echoing the same thing, our top military officer is also not taking any chances. U.S. General Martin Dempsey, the Joint Chiefs, the staff chairman, who just wrapped up a visit to Afghanistan, was asked about that, whether he foresees them taking the action, and he says he doesn't see it. But he won't take that chance, that there's no way that we've been preparing, the U.S. has been preparing for anything if we're being poke, poke, poke. They're trying to, you know, come up with something to make us take action. Fine, then we're paying attention and not dropping the ball, afraid that, you know, if we take North Korea lightly and say, oh, well, the missiles can't really reach us, we have to prepare for the fact that this is pretty important. It's pretty important that something could happen. We don't know that for sure. We got 28,000 American troops in South Korea, and they're going to stay in Seoul. And in fact, they're not going to travel to Washington to like the U.S. General James Thurman, who's the commander of those troops. They're not going to travel to Washington. Instead, somebody else is going because he's asking them to excuse his absence until he can testify later, not to get away from the troops in the middle of all of this. So the House Armed Services Committee, the Appropriations Subcommittee on Defense, blah, blah, blah. How many committees do we have? Senate Armed Services Committee saying, I got to be here. I don't want to be up there testifying. This is more important than I'm doing this. And even the Pentagon has postponed an intercontinental ballistic missile test that was set for this week at Vandenberg Air Force Base in California. They're deciding to put off this long-planned Minuteman III test until April because concerns that could be misinterpreted or exacerbate the Korean crisis. They actually made that decision sort of at the 11th hour heading into the weekend let's not do that because who knows how they'll interpret that, even though that had been on the books to do for a very, very, very long time. We can't do this. We got Kim Jong-un, who is the young leader of North Korea. And when you've got all these things that are happening over and over again, things that are being said, we can't take any chances with this. China could cut off North Korea. If they cut them off economically, end of game. When you think of food, money, everything else that they need in North Korea, if China were to completely, and they're saying back off or stop the rhetoric, but if they were to completely just knock them off at their knees, that's the end of it, because there's no way Korea survives. China is the key to the whole thing, as I said earlier. They really, everybody else, they're just pawns in this game. It's really China. If they stepped up and said that, then it's game over, set, match, that's it. North Korea has to back down. They have to respond, because they need China way too much to let that happen. So far, that has not been the word from China. Just a, whoa, you might want to turn it down a notch. The tension is so high, you can feel it in the air. And that DMZ. Easier for me to say after two cups of coffee. At the DMZ, right there in that zone, there is no way that you can't feel the thickness in the air as it's been described to me from someone in the Pentagon. It's unbelievable what's happening there. It's, you know, more than talk. Somebody's ready to spring into action at any moment. At any moment that could happen. And hopefully not. Hopefully that does not happen, because we don't want to get embroiled in the middle of that, especially with China hanging out there as the oddball, saying, hey, stop the conversation, but not telling them we're going to cut you off, not saying that. And finally, last note here, the U.S. Secretary of State, which would be John Kerry now, talked about the terrorists responsible for an attack that killed five Americans in Afghanistan, including a young diplomat, only on a mission to donate books to students. Oh, how sad is that?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel, and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.